What's the deal? Pickles is everything kosher. Tom Jordan, Silver Wilson, J. Ebony Brown. I know y'all can't hear me live from Memphis at the Southern Hedges Classic. What's the deal, Pickles? Y'all making more rounds than Jay on Thanksgiving. Anyway, I know why y'all road trip's been so harmonious. It's apparently because Tom's been staying at different hotels. Who knew? Same shiggity happened to Frankie Lyman back in the day. He was staying at the Peabody where it was all goody-goody and the teenagers were sleeping in a Studebaker. Contender number one is Tom Joyner for so much for saying the family that plays together stays together. Contender two and two and a half is Silver Wilkes and J. Anthony Brown. But why in the hell y'all think y'all should be staying at the same hotel as Tom anyway just because y'all on a road trip with the boss? Tom, Peaches and Herb got a lot of nerve. And hell, Jay, you died this week. Contender number three, as in interceptions, Dallas Cowboys alleged quarterback Tony Romo, who threw three interceptions against the 49ers. And at this pace, Romo will end up with 45 interceptions by the end of the season. You guys realize you can't spell moron without Romo? Contender number four, Jerry Jones, Cowboys owner, for letting Romo still be the quarterback and getting caught up in that assault. Now, Jurassic Jerry Jones and his billionaire bones is being accused of a serious matter. And if it goes to trial, I'm sure his Exhibit D wouldn't stand up in court. And let's just hope Romo's not a character witness. We're talking about an interception for the prosecutor. Contender number five, Mama D. I love Mama D, but I'm going to be honest, because the tooth shall set you free. Contender number six, Justin Bieber, for stripping at Fashion Rock. Canadian Dennis the Menace took his clothes off on stage and got booed in his boxers. He can't get locked up like this, y'all. He's going to be somebody booing his boxers, all right. Contender number seven, Apollo Nita, Phaedra Park's husband, on a Real Housewives Atlanta who started an argument with his wife before turning himself into jail. Where they do that at? Just when red dudes were making a comeback, they start getting locked up, y'all. And those wine connoisseurs in jail are going to be after that yellowtail, Roger Goodell for lying like hell and telling that tale, you are the Bama of the week. That's a new saying, y'all. Lying like Goodell. You are the Bama of the week.